It's not easy for families to help adolescents avoid obesity. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. If adolescents are going to avoid obesity, with its attendant health risks, then families need to support them. But this is not always easy, as a Danish-Australian collaborative study by Egg et al. Titled How Family Interactions About Lifestyle Changes Affect Adolescents' Possibilities for Maintaining Weight Loss After a Weight Loss Intervention, a Longitudinal Qualitative Interview Study shows. The aim of the study was to examine how family interactions related to lifestyle changes influence adolescents' potential for maintaining weight loss after participating in a weight loss treatment program. 10 families with obese adolescents were followed over 5 years following a weight loss program. Parents felt guilty at times when they knew that they were not being helpful to their adolescent children. As one mother said, "We just haven't had the energy to go all in and do the exercising and the slimming diet, because often we end up with these quick solutions, you know, when you come home and you're kind of busy." Another mother said, "Often I feel like an old schoolmarm, constantly scolding. Sometimes I get a bad conscience about telling him that he can't have any more to eat. It makes you feel like some sort of watchdog." Siblings not on a diet could make the situation more difficult. It can be difficult for him, the adolescent, to understand that he can't necessarily eat the same things as his brothers can. Actually, I think that's probably been the hardest thing for him to deal with. The authors concluded it's fundamental that the entire family is supportive, regardless of family structure. Supporting the adolescent was far more difficult than families expected, more time-consuming and also a cause of family conflicts. In families with non-aligned expectations and effort levels, it was difficult for the adolescent to maintain weight loss, especially when parents were divorced and not cooperating. Siblings not needing weight management seemed to play a major but overlooked role for the primary participant's own weight management.